Hey guys, happy new year! Amanda here on the set of What Women Binge, getting ready to bring you some new content for the new year. But this week, we have our best of wrestling episode. We have some of our favorites. We've got Sheamus, we have Matt and Dana, and we've got The Big Show. I hope you all love it as much as we do. These are three of our very favorite episodes, and we'll be back next week with brand new stuff.
Well, that's it's funny that you said that because fans will come up and say, hey, I bet I can take you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, take me out to dinner. What do you want to do, sunshine?
Oh, that's your go-to.
Well, it's guys trying to be macho and be cool because they don't want to come up and be like, hey, can I have an autograph? But they're a fan. But then they're
letting you know.
They're letting them know that, hey, I'm a man too, you know, that kind of thing. But then it comes out so cheesy, I have to tease it sometimes.
Yeah. And they're always like half your size.
Half my size. One of my favorite interactions is a guy that I'm a fan of. But it just, it kind of made me chuckle a little bit because I think I scared him a little bit. It was Kevin Sorbo. I watched the entire, all episodes of Hercules.
Yeah. He's not a very big guy, right?
No, he's tall. He's like 6'2", 3",
oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Like,
I thought for some reason
like
he was small.
He's bigger, but you know, I just always seen him. He seems
Hercules
like just such
anymore.
Such a nice dude, you know, and I loved his... I love the Hercules series. I did. I mean, yeah, it wasn't, you know, it's not Game of Thrones, but at the time I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Oh, we have to get into that.
So, I'm good friends with Dan Weiss too. So, we're in the same Dungeons and Dragons group. So,
you're in a Dungeons and Dragons group?
Are you kidding me? My Dungeons and Dragons group is myself, Joe Magniello, Nick Magniello,
we're coming
Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Vince Vaughn.
That's an awesome group. I don't care about the Dungeons and Dragons anymore.
Group,
I just want to hang out with these guys.
You know, the group is so I'm Dan Hernandez, who wrote Detective Pikachu, Joe Wiseman, Kyle Newman.
What? So what do you guys, wait. Vince Vaughn does Dungeons and Dragons?
Vince Vaughn is one of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my life.
I used to see him at the Playboy Mansion a lot.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know about that.
He's like, I don't know that side of it.
I don't know about that side. I just know that the man's information retention is impressive because
when it comes to Dungeons and
when
Dragons.
It comes to stuff like that, because a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, it's kind of like being a lawyer because you have to know laws, you have to know situational, you have to know precedents beforehand, like this was done in such and such time, so this should work.
It's a lot of strategy.
There's a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of strategy. And we played as kids, but now to play as an adult, we're like, yeah, you can buy all the crap you want. Mom's not going to get mad. I can stay up 5 hours and play online if I want to. Nobody tells me what to do. There's a freedom and a fun to it. And it could be a lot worse, you know? I mean, I could have, like, you know, a kilo of cocaine and be hiding out somewhere.
No, definitely play Dungeons
like,
and Dragons.
Like, I think playing Dungeons and Dragons is pretty safe. Pretty safe.
You handle adulthood like I do. I'm like the woman who's like, I can buy a birthday cake when it's not my birthday.
See, and I don't
exactly.
know, I can't, I wish I could do that. Like, I feel like I've never bought a donut by myself, you know? Like, I've never had a glass of wine by myself. Like, I always feel like I have to.
In life.
But I'm the oldest of 8 kids, and I feel like in some way I always feel like I have to have company in order to do anything. Like, I'm not very good at doing things by myself, which is not a good thing. Like,
oh,
I'm not.
It's so weird because I do stuff by myself all the time. I go to the movies by myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I love going to the movies by myself.
Feel like there's some part of me that kind of wants to do that, but at the same time, I'm like, but why? I don't know.
Well, my thing is I hate going to movies with people that sometimes because they want to talk.
Or
if you're sitting out, if you're watching a TV series and you've seen the same exact amount of seconds that they've seen, well, what's going on? I don't know. Watch. We'll find out.
Yeah.
There's an idea.
Well, that's what happens with my children. But yeah. I do that. Do I do that? What do I do? Yeah.
What's going on? Why did they do that? Where did that come from? Why did you say that?
Oh, don't go to a musical with her unless you fully expect to hear every single song.
Oh, she's going to sing along with all the songs?
She will get up and tap
society,
dance through
like
the song.
My favorite movie.
And then she will talk through them.
I was repeating the lines. Wasn't I? Or was I like, oh, I love her outfit. Oh, look how pretty she is.
There was a lot of commentary, which I don't mind.
Oh, yeah. The commentary is rough with people,
too. Am I like that? Oh, God, stop me. Put a piece of tape over my... Duct tape me.
That's fine.
Well, wait. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
So this is an obsession of mine, but only kind of recently. It was around the time we worked together. I was like, my mom and sister were like, you have to watch Game of Thrones. You have to watch Game of Thrones. And I was like, when am I ever gonna get 70 hours to sit down and watch? And they're making and they were making more. Yeah. No, actually before that though.
Oh, it was before COVID.
I went to do a show on Netflix, No Good Nick, which is then what led me to your show to direct Big Show Show. And I was working for Netflix, but my family was in Tahoe and I was in LA. And so I had these weekdays and I was getting done with work at like, because I wasn't a major character in that show, so I was getting done with work at like 3 o'clock. One day when daylight savings happened, I called my sister and she was like, hey, or she called me and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just had some soup and I watched a few episodes of Game of Thrones. I think I'm gonna go to bed. It's kind of late. And she's like, it's 6 o'clock. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can watch like 3 more episodes before I go to bed. So I watched like 6 episodes that day. I've never done that before.
2 a.m. rolls around.
And every day, the next day at work, the girls would, when I was sitting with at like lunch and stuff, everyone would sit down and go, what episode did you watch last night? Did you get to the Red Wedding? Yeah. Did you get to the Battle of the Bastards? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, you'll know when you do.
Yeah, and that's rough too, because like you don't want to put your fingers over ears and go, la, 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 no spoilers.
But they just wanted to like, I was giving them a commentary on like the day after kind of, so last night in the episode, so-and-so did this, and then this one did this, and Theo did this. And then, you know, and they were like, oh my gosh, oh, I forgot about that one. Oh, that's so good. Oh, okay. Oh, I got to go watch
it
again.
It's amazing when you find stuff like that gets you excited and passionate about what's going on. You get you invested, emotionally invested.
Yeah, I think I would like the Dungeons and Dragons because it like continues that sort of passion.
Well, as an actor, I think you would love playing Dungeons and Dragons in the right group because you develop your character and your character has, the character's motivation. It's just like we do in acting.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things that, like me, Paul White, I wouldn't do, but there's things that my character, Brulock, will do in a heartbeat. Like,
did you pick the name?
I did. Well, it started out Ulok. I did a stream for D&D with Joe Magnelli. He invited me to come do a stream, and Mike Myers and him created a character for me, and I could name it.
Well, that's someone to create a character for.
So I named it Ulok Jotun, which is like, both of them means giant in Norse, because I was like this 14-foot half-stone giant from the Dark Sun universe, and all this other stuff. Well, I got to carry that character over to a stream and then play in the game. And then that game merged into another game. So I was able to merge that character over and I named it Brulock because it's Ulok's cousin, Brulock. So, but it's funny. Like Tom Morello is an incredible D&D player as well.
Does his mom play too?
Tom's mom.
Yeah, because he's obsessed with his mom, like, hosts his show on
She's
Lithium.
Amazing. Like, she hangs around, and she'll wave hi to everybody on the camera, but and he'll do, okay, got to take mom home. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
He's so funny. He has a show on Lithium. I don't know if this is, like, if like, 90s rock is your thing, but Lithium is, like, the channel I listen to.
I was alive in the 90s, yeah. Guys.
I know, but you're more emo. But yeah, like he has, and his mom's, like, always co-hosting his radio show with him. It's so funny.
Super,
really
super cool,
sweet,
dude.
Actually.
He has a dwarf character named Kamathi Stormhollow, who's a champion, but he rides a polar bear named Brago.
Oh, that's cool.
And Brago is this big, giant polar bear, kind of like, what was the kid's thing that came out a few years ago with the polar bears that had the armor?
I've
been hitting
yeah.
the head with too many chairs.
You've been hitting the head with a lot
remember.
Of chairs. At least you have an excuse. I don't have an excuse like that. I can just say
I
have three giant babies.
You've memorized so many words over the years. You've burnt your brain out.
I have.
So many scripts. So.
So that's on Netflix, but so is The Big Show Show, which is how you two met.
Oh, it is. It is how we met. It is. I have a nickname for Melissa Joan that I call her Shooter.
Oh, yeah?
I'm Shooter.
Yeah. That's it. Because she came on our show. Did 2 episodes with us, right?
Directed it. I only did one. I only did the very last one. But it wasn't the last one. It was a special episode that became the Olympics episode.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, I thought you did more than that. No, you were shooting something else and came by and said hi.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it was. So,
but we did 3 days of shooting instead of a live show, which is probably why it seemed like I was there a longer time. Because we did 2 days of rehearsing and 3 days of shooting.
How do you remember all that?
She is...
But that's how we used to do my show. That's how we used to do Clarissa and Sabrina.
All I'm going to say
she remembers everything.
What I remember is getting more of my life every day because she was around. Because like, and I've never done multicam, so for me it was a huge learning curve. Like I'm learning as I go. You know, she's so great with the girls.
He has 3 in the show. It's a really fun show. It's him and his wife and their 3 girls, and. Well, you set it up.
Well, basically, it's my Big Show character retired, now at home in everybody's way. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like a giant baby at home. He's got three daughters. He's got JJ's youngest, who JJ's like nine. There's Lily Brooks, who's plays Mandy, who's probably 12. And then I have a daughter, Raylan Castor, who plays Lola, who is from my first marriage, who comes to live with me because her mom gets a job in Europe. So she's my 15-year-old that now comes to live with me. And it's about Lola and I reconnecting our relationship. I mean, everybody, all the kids are cool. They all know about each other. They've all obviously spent time
and
together.
And all four of the actresses, the three daughters and his wife, are like lovely, lovely people.
Right. And it's just, it was an amazing, my wife was played by an actress named Allison Munn.
She's so funny.
Who is hysterical, but was such a great co-star for me. Like so many things that I learned, so many little things, like you would have reads from front of the networks and stuff. And then sometimes the way the dialogue worked out, your joke would be on the bottom of the page. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to turn the page to finish your joke. And then when you get the rewrite, the joke's gone. It's like, hey, that was a funny joke. Why'd they pull it? She says, well, if there's a pause on the joke, usually networks pay. She says, finish the joke out on the same page so you don't have to turn it. So I would have to go through the script and make sure that for run-throughs...
It was written at the bottom.
My joke was written at the bottom.
If a joke falls flat, the writers are sitting there. They're all sitting there. They just cross it off. If it doesn't work. If it works, they put a check next to it. So you can always see if a writer is like, yes, that worked. Yes, that worked. Nope, that didn't work. Yep, that worked.
Yeah, well, that was a tough lesson for me because I'm cutting on my own crap here. You know, it is my show. But the thing about Melissa that was so amazing is she did not screw around when she came in. Like, she understood what the actresses needed for the girls, because she understood that perspective, understood camera perspective, understood what was going on, and it was just like bam, bam, bam. Okay, moving on. Bam, bam, bam. She got what she wanted. It was like an Uzi going off. It was like bam, 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 done. Bam, 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 done. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm home and the sun's still up. Like, what do I do with this extra time?
Well, one of my favorite things that you did, we were doing this scene by a jet ski. And you and a few, and I think Iglesias was there.
Oh, yeah, Gabriel, yes.
And
my
so
man.
We had this scene by this jet ski, and there was a line you couldn't say. There was something that was tripping you up, like tongue twister.
Oh, yes, the secret you've told me, yes.
Yeah, so I told him my secret. I don't know where I learned this. It was a long time ago. It might have been in theater. And that if you put your knuckle in between your teeth, keep your teeth closed, and say the line over and over and over again, then when you pull your hand out, you're much more clear and crisp. And he did it, and he tried it, and he went running out of the soundstage. I'm telling you, he like busted. He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And he goes running. I'm like, what did I do? What happened? What?
You're thinking he messed up.
What's
no,
going on? He's
no,
like, he leaves, and he comes back, and he goes, why am I just now learning about this? Oh my gosh, that's a game changer. And he's like freaking
out.
Well,
for out.
Me, I, like, oh,
I have a big, I have a big mouth. You know, I have a big tongue. I have a big throat. You know, that's, but sometimes, it's hard to get it working.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my tongue just won't work. And then she taught me a little trick. And it was like going in there and slapping my tongue around, making, wake up, time to go to work. You know, and I just thought, I was like, oh,
it's a great trick.
Yeah, because it was the biggest hurdle that I had sometimes, because I would get stuck on stuff. Like our first episode, the season opener, I couldn't say pluots. Couldn't say that was a special fruit. Couldn't get pluot, plout, plodes. Like, it just would not come out of my mouth.
That's me and the word collagen.
She can't collagen. Say collagen.
I want to call it collagen. I don't know why.
Mine was, when I first did Clarissa, I had to say Tibet over and over and over again, and I kept saying Tibet, because I just couldn't understand where the emphasis was.
My daughter had a great one. She talked about going to see the geyser at Yosemite.
Yosemite.
And I was like, can you say that again, please? What, Yosemite?
Well, I made fun of you when you said you had to go pick up a friend of ours from endoscopy. I was like, endoscopy.
Yeah. Well, I'm always screwing stuff up. Like, if you're my friend and you know me, then it's speaking Paul, because I'll slaughter stuff every now and then.
Well, I just so you know, this is an embarrassing one for me.
Oh, no.
But Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
When I first came to the South with my husband, when I met him and I saw it, and I was like, what's Chick-fil-A? Why is the A so big? Chick-fil-A. I don't understand how you're supposed to say that. He's like, it's Chick-fil-A. I was like, well, that's stupid. It's delicious, but it's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God, those are
you
so funny
dumb,
when you get those.
Godly chicken.
What were we talking about? Oh, Big Show Show. So,
yeah, Big Show Show. So, yes.
We had a lot of fun. And another thing I remember about that episode in particular was it was Halloween. And we had to shoot 200 extras in an Olympics scenario. So we had to do all these stunts. We had lots of camera work to do. It wasn't a typical, this is why we didn't have an audience that week.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have the typical, like, you know, four cameras, shoot it. They walk in here, you shoot them this way, this way, this way. It was like lots of slow motion and like, you know, challenging each other to all these different like chair races and things like that.
Oh, pushing in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember it was Halloween. Yeah. And I remember, first of all, I remember it was Halloween because it was really hard for me to take that job, but I really wanted to work with you and I really wanted to do the show. I thought it was really a great show. Yeah. And the only reason I would leave my kids on Halloween, I think I had never left them before or since. Right. Because of you, I wanted to do
Thank
it. But
you.
But I was so adamant about getting all those kids. Plus, we had a bunch of extra kids because these 200 people, there were like 50 kids. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we have to get these kids out of here for Halloween. But we had a huge day ahead of us. So I got a bullhorn and I was like, here's the deal. We're all going to stick together. We're all going to get through this. We're going to do the work and we're going to get it done. And then we're going to get everyone home to trick or treat.
I'm going to have everybody out of here by 3:30.
Yeah. And I think it was like 4, but we did it.
Four. Hey, yeah, but the kids were out.
The kids were out. Yeah. But you know what was so cute is like little Juliet, who played the littlest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who was the sweetest
JJ,
little thing.
Yeah.
She asked me.
I still talk to her 3 or 4 times a week.
I follow all of them on Instagram.
I talk to her so like sweet. On the phone.
Aww.
She sends me, sent me my birthday card. She sent me, I still send her Christmas stuff. Like I send her for
That's
for
so
Christmas.
She is uber talented too. This is a little
she
dynamite.
She is. She's got a legit idyllic memory.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she reads a script one time. She knows your lines.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
She's like a little Shirley Temple.
But it's funny with her because she's so energetic. And of course, me, I would always have candy on me. And you know, her mom is so trying to like, you know, give her like dried snap peas and like
healthy snacks. Like, and you're
she's
like,
she's a kid.
Here's a Jolly Rancher kid.
Here's some chocolate, you know. And then, but of course,
I was like the crazy uncle who wants to sugar you up.
I wired her up all the time. But then it would be a detriment to me because sometimes in between doing the live show, they're readjusting cameras and moving the stage around where you're thinking about the next scene. But she wants to do patty cake and sing and dance and make you dance. And then she'll go right out and she knows her stuff. She'll wipe my brain right before I go out. And I'm like, oh God, what's next? And I kept thinking like, imagine if she was just that evil of an actress that knew that no matter what I do, I'll never forget, but I can distract the other actors and wipe their brains.
She'd be fabulous in pageants.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she would
ruthless.
Be. She would be.
Ruthless.
Yeah. So she was so sweet because she asked me before she left for Halloween, she was like, what's your favorite kind of candy? And I thought we were just chatting. I said, purple Skittles. Next day, Ziploc. Full of purple. She went through all of her Skittles.
Picked out all the purple ones.
I picked out all the purple ones for me.
She sent me a Valentine's Day card, literally, that she had cut out little paper mache hearts of different sizes. So I know she sat there and cut like 30 hearts out. She did it herself.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I mean, I call her my, she's my little monkey butt. I love that kid. I still talk to Ray Lynn a little bit because Ray Lynn's on, I think, Young and the Restless now.
Oh, okay.
She became one of the Newman girls.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I can't remember if it's Faith. No, it's the young. Well, it's the youngest one now. Man, I think it's Faith Newman. Yeah, and Lily Brooks is still doing some stuff. She was doing some singing, and
she's got a great Instagram page, Lily Brooks, because she
stays real active with St. Jude's and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and she does a lot of like she'll go through like acting exercises sometimes on like she'll
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
like,
I thought she was having a nervous breakdown.
I know
one
she
of
does
them,
a lot of
like,
crying scenes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, but I was like, hey, you okay? Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just it was a
just part of the
she's
job.
Creating
part,
a scene.
She's creating a scene, but I'm sitting there like. Okay, why is she crying?
Like someone, please.
You got like pop-up.
Tissues.
I got dad issues real quick. I was like, okay, whose spine do I need to pull out? Like, what's going on? And then I finally saw. I said, oh, okay, she's doing the scene.
I'll come hit them with a chair.
Yeah, I'll come hit them with a wall.
With your elbow.
Yeah, grab by the ankle and stop making her cry. Swing her name.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I so
thank
appreciate you coming and spending your time with
thank
us,
you.
Talking
thank
all
you.
Things.
Thank you for having me. This
from
has
Dungeons
been this has been a lot of fun, and now the world will know that I'm a big cat dad nerd. So
cat
there you go.
Dad geek.
That's it.
Definitely.
I'm definitely geek.
We can look for
D&D.
You now on AEW.
Yes, AEW. I do the commentary on Elevation. And
your Instagram.
Instagram is Paul White, WIGHT.
Yes.
It's like right without an R.
Spelled correctly, people.
That's it. On Instagram and Twitter. And my big friend Mark Henry says to me all the time, he says, if you want it done right, you have to go White, Paul White, WIGHT.
I'm like,
it's a good thing you say that, because if I say
it
that,
would not come across
it's not
funny.
Come across good.
It's a new year, y'all, and I am looking at 2024 with 2020 vision. Thanks to our friends over at Pair Eyewear. Melissa and I wear them basically every single day. We love Pair. And let me just tell you, you can look into 2024 with 2020 vision as well and be fashionable while you're doing it. Not only is Pair Eyewear affordable with base frame starting only at $60, you can afford to change up your look whenever you need a little pep in your step. For just $25, there's top plates available and they just click on like that and you've got a whole new look. It's amazing. And let's talk about, besides the fact that it's affordable, they're versatile. There's literally a pair for everyone, children, men, different face shapes, and you can virtually try them on their website. It is so cool. So you can find what frames best suit you in a snap. It's so easy. All you have to do is you go on paireyewear.com, select what works best for you, and you can get 15% off by using the code BINGE. That's right, BINGE, B-I-N-G-E, at paireyewear.com. So you can visualize a fantastic new year in Pair Eyewear. Go to paireyewear.com and use BINGE for 15% off your first pair. And support our show by mentioning What Women Binge sent you in your post-survey checkout. That's Pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com, code BINGE.
So we are here with Matt and Dana and Matt Jackson. Woo-hoo! And we're holding our dolls.
Yeah, I got Lucha.
These dolls are action figures. These are not action
these
figures.
These are wrestling buddies.
Wrestling buddies. Yeah. But I keep squeezing mine a little too tight. Wait.
They talk. Wait. How do you make them talk?
You got to hit it.
Punch them.
Just punch it.
You got what it takes to take on the cleaner?
I got the cleaner. I like it. This is actually pretty comfy. I might always do our interviews by holding a wrestling buddy.
I know. Buddy, we're on the back of the box in these ones.
Yes,
and look at your cutie pie.
Is that your kid?
That is. That's our youngest.
On the back of the box.
No. He's six.
Adorable picture.
He's 5 here?
He was 4 or 5 there.
He had a really good haircut.
5, I think.
He needs a haircut.
He did. So you guys have 2 kids though, right?
We do. So Zach is our youngest. Courtney is the more shy one that doesn't want really anything to do with wrestling. She's 10. But Zach is definitely way more into wrestling.
Oh, he's got all the action figures.
Oh, yeah. My bathtub is just covered in you guys.
Oh, yeah, same.
That's weird.
It's like, crazy.
You got all your toys in the tub.
I was like, what are you doing? Why are you putting them in the bathtub? And Matt's like, oh, it's fine. I did it when I was a kid all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
I gave him all my old LJ and rubber ones from the 80s.
Yes.
So you put them in the tub, and the tub was like black.
Oh, no. Dusty. They needed a bath.
They'd break down.
Yeah, give them all a bath.
Back when things broke down.
Yeah.
I know that you were away a lot in the early days, but then you became like powerhouse businesswoman here with...
Created an empire.
We were pregnant with Zach. I was working at an apartment complex. I was one of the property managers. And when I was a month or two away, I think, from going on maternity leave, I found out my property was going to market. They were selling it. And they weren't sure that they were going to keep our company on. So I went on maternity leave, basically not knowing if I was going to have a job to come back to or not. And so after we had Zach, I took off as much time as I could, and I found out that there was no job for me to come back to at the end of my leave when I was ready to come back. Matt was like, forget it. He's like, just stay home with the kids. Like, you know, enjoy your time being a mom. And because that's what I've always wanted. That was like one of the biggest things for me. Mm. So I was like, okay, but that's great and all. I love our kids, but like I need something that I can like do for myself and like keep busy. And so years before that, when Courtney was... I don't even think she was born yet when we started working with Ryan and we started doing the t-shirts and stuff, right? And he would come home from a weekend away and he would have all these leftover shirts. I'm like, okay, we can't just have these sitting here. Like, I'm looking at it and I know we can make money off of it. Like, what can we do? So we started selling them online and we started up, I don't know if it was through Wix. It was like some basic like website builder and we set up an e-commerce store and that started taking off. I was handwriting out all of the labels and taking them to the post office, standing in line and paying for postage and everything. I was like, okay, this is getting out of hand. Like, we got to figure out like a time saver. So then we started slowly upgrading things. I bought like a label printer at home, figured out how to do like labels at home myself and not have to go to the post office. And I found out that the post office would come pick stuff up from us.
Oh.
So just kind of grew it. And then I started going on the road with you too.
What was crazy about even like during that time is nobody was really doing this in wrestling.
Right.
Nobody was selling t-shirts. Sometimes you go to a show and you would see some wrestlers, they would have a couple t-shirts on the table, but it was a rare thing for some reason.
Cause it's an investment.
Sure. And none of the wrestlers making a lot of money.
Right.
But like, I always thought it was strange. Cause like I would go to a punk rock concert or something and
everyone has
shirts,
well,
everybody
a huge part of their
and this was time before selfies really. So nobody really did the photo ops, you know? So when we did this, it was kind of like this weird revolutionary thing. The only one that was really doing it was this guy named Colt Cabana. Mm-hmm. So we were like, let's just copy what he's doing. And you know what I mean? He's on to something.
I remember asking Matt, okay, like, where does he get his shirts done? Like, what does he do? And he's like, oh no, like, you can't ask their secrets.
It was like that's secret. Oh.
You can't ask.
Like, and I'm like, well,
give me his information. Like, I'll call and ask. Like, I don't care. Like, we got to figure this out. So anyways, we ended up getting in touch with Ryan, and now he's got Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Tees came later, and that kind of changed everything for independent wrestlers.
It was crazy.
Now you didn't have to just go to a wrestling show and sell t-shirts. You can do it at home. Yeah. And you know, at the time, nobody really used social media the way we did. Like, we were the first wrestlers to do that, too.
We were grassroots from the beginning. I mean, your fan base was all independent anyway.
Yes.
You built it on your own. Mm-hmm. So you kind of built this business with that.
Yep.
And we were honest with our fans. We told them, hey, this is... You know, my wife is running the shop. We're doing it out of our apartment.
We had something on our website that said proudly owned and run by the Young Bucks family.
Support our families. Yeah. There's a picture of our families.
Like, here's our kitchen table. Yes.
Literally, our dining room. Literally, like, we had like a built-in buffet area, and that was like my stock room. Like, I had shirts piled like up to the ceiling. Yeah. Like, my desk was our dining table, and like that was also our shipping department. Like, and he would come home from the road, and I would have him up until like 2 o'clock in the morning,
helping
me pack.
She's like, fold these shirts. I'm like, I'm dying right now.
Ooh, but it was are you good at folding?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. I was going to say maybe okay.
We'll follow the app.
He's okay. He's okay with folding.
Or my new favorite Instagram page. Yeah. The folding lady.
He's okay, but he folds like a different way that I've never seen before. I don't know. But
no, my husband doesn't like the way I fold. He folds very carefully. And I'm like,
does it fit in the I roll
I like. I just kind of like throw my fingers, like I throw the sleeves back, and then I kind of just throw it on the bed in half.
Oh, when it's my own clothes, I just shove it in the thing.
I sit there and like, I try and match his socks and like fold his underwear. And he's like, oh, you don't need to do that. He's like, here, he just shoves it.
I remember many endless nights where we were up, you know, packaging and doing all this stuff. It was fun because it's like, wow, we're doing this together. We were a team. Like, we were working together. Mm-hmm. And I think the fans were like, they saw that they were supporting our families.
Sure.
So they wanted to support us.
Yeah.
So it became this big thing. It became an empire. And it was like, we were like, we don't have room here.
It literally became a full-time
job. How many styles
did
you start with? Like, how many different
designs? We only had a couple of different shirts. Yeah. Maybe. I don't think we ever had more than, like, two or three at a time. Mm-hmm.
And do you still carry those originals?
I have a few of them.
Some of them are on, I think, Pro Wrestling Tees. But some of them can stay in the past.
Some of them are
great. Well, we started with leggings, too. We had, like, three or four different types of leggings, and we matched their gear. Because their gear, I'm sure you've seen, is, like, outrageous.
There's one of them right there.
We call them party pants.
Yeah. Yes, party
in our house.
Yes, definitely.
That was kind of themed too. That version.
What are these bell
those
bottoms?
Those are tassels. Yeah, and they're kind of like
bell bottom style.
Those are the party pants.
Yep,
party pants.
Totally. Yes.
Our look has since changed a little bit. It's a little. Yeah. It might even be more wild now, to be honest. But
my son, fan. Yeah. Huge fan. In fact, may or may not have skipped school to be able to hang out with you guys in a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, since he was little bitty and he had the full gear. That actually, their friend Brandon, who's here, y'all can't see him, but his wife made it for him.
Yeah.
And it is the cutest thing you've ever seen.
That's it. Cool. We got a set of gear made for Zach. We were supposed to be down in, I think it was San Diego, somewhere in Southern California, right before his birthday.
Oh, yes.
In 2020. And then, of course, COVID hit and everything got shut down. So we didn't get to do all of it, but he wears it around the house now. I think he's actually kind of growing out of it. But
how many styles do you have now? Like, how many different?
Oh my gosh.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Like, at one point, we were telling Brandon, who's sitting back here, his wife, like, if you made us gear every week, we would buy it and wear it. Like,
yeah.
So we like, I have a storage.
Something new every week.
Yeah, every week, and we tried it. We're not wrestling as much as we used to, but at one point, we were pumping them out at least a couple times a month.
So whenever people turn on our podcast, then they can go to your website, which is?
ShopAEW.com.
Yeah, that's where all of our stuff is, like this.
So while you're listening to the podcast, you need to go on every week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Buy a new item. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
That's so cool.
She makes me go to Target every day.
I love Target.
It's insane.
It's an addiction.
Sponsor.
Why do you guys have to go every day, though?
Like, I don't. When I go, I literally went the other day, and I had four things in mind. I needed khakis, I needed face lotion, I needed toothpaste, and I needed those vacuum seal bags.
And all of that
bags.
Costed like $200 or cost
$200. Oh my gosh, because that wasn't all I did.
Because then you come home with the basket full.
It was all the impulse shopping, and I think I spent $600, and I walked out, because I hadn't been in weeks.
And I tried to get her to go to the bookstore instead.
Yeah, she was like, come to the bookstore. I'm like, no, I have to go to Target. I have to get... I really was there for hangers. I didn't even get them.
I feel like I've gotten better, and he will not give me the credit, because I still am there every day, but I do drive up. So it's easier. I don't go into the store. I'm getting what I need. And it's very rare that I get excessive.
But when we're shopping, it's an hour. It's grueling. Like, I'm more sore after a Target trip than a restaurant.
My Valentine's card, he put, what did you call it? Target kidnaps?
Yeah. It was like, I love you, even though we do Target kidnaps every day.
That's cute. So I always ask him, I'm like, are you caffeinated enough for a Target run? And he's just like,
you stop. But there's a Starbucks in every Target, so you don't have to be caffeinated. Yeah,
it's never as good, though.
Starbucks is good.
Target's never as good.
It's judgmental. Starbucks.
It's not. It's kind of watered down.
Our Starbucks and our Target is not very good. Yeah.
Old coffee, stale.
We avoid it if we can.
So, you know, our podcast, even though it is a podcast, it's on YouTube, but I know you guys have a super, super successful. Maybe you can give us some tips on how to make our YouTube page a little more successful.
Teach us.
I know nothing about YouTube. I just
you just make the content.
Yeah, I just make the content. I don't know. Great question. Like, we started this thing called Being the Elite on YouTube, and somehow it just took off. I think it was because we just let people like kind of know about who we were personally, and mm-hmm. we let them in, because usually we're these crazy over the top characters that you don't really know much about. You just see us in these flashy gear and you see us wrestle.
Right.
So we actually took them behind the scenes, behind the curtain, and taught them about who we were as people. And people, it just caught on. And it developed this big audience. I don't know why.
Well, the wrestling fans are
because it's fun.
Amazing. Like, I mean, I know that, like, I started twittering. I always get yelled at by my kids about saying the right one. I started tweeting about wrestling and about like WWE stuff and two people and following people and whatnot. And the amount of like stuff coming back at me, the amount of followers I got because I was talking about it, or
it's huge.
It's
on Twitter.
A loyal audience.
It is a very loyal audience, very loyal. And it's amazing. And I've taken my kids, like I said before, to like SummerSlam and stuff. And they, what did they go to with your family recently?
SmackDown.
And they went to SmackDown. Yeah. But it's such a family-friendly, fun thing, and I've been just like, I've loved it since I was little. I remember like babysitting for people, and it was on, and just like watching it, and getting really emotional about it too, being like, "Oh my gosh, is he getting hurt?"
I didn't realize that until I saw you followed us on Twitter like a couple of years ago. I was like, "Holy crap, Nick! Sabrina the Teenage Witch followed us on Twitter." We just popped huge for that. We're like, "Holy crap! I didn't know she was in wrestling."
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having
us.
Can't wait to see you guys. This is so fun.
It's been awesome.
Hey, Amanda, did you know that 60% of our bodies are made out of water?
I did know that.
So if you're like me, you probably don't trust your tap water, and you might want to find another solution. And you know what that is?
What is it?
It's AquaTrue.
Oh.
Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water.
And we obviously want our kids to grow up strong and healthy.
Yes, and being hydrated is super important to me.
Especially in these hot months here.
Yeah, we're still in a heat wave here, and we got a few more ahead of us. And I mean, you know, you want the kids to be healthy. You want to stay hydrated. I work out a lot. You work out a lot. We sweat a lot. You want to stay hydrated, and it's super important. That's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing.
They have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free, like you said, countertop purifiers, to higher capacity under sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier with a mineral boost option.
Yeah, AquaTrue removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply.
That's so interesting. And the filters are affordable. They last a long time. There's no changing them every 2 to 3 months. The AquaTrue filters last from 6 months to 2 years.
That's a good amount of time. I love that. Just one set of filters from the classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste, which you know I love.
Yes, I do.
Well, AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. So today, our listeners will receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTRU.com. And enter code WWB at checkout.
That's right. 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code WWB.
Thank you, AquaTrue, for being a sponsor of What Women Binge.
We have a very special Irish guest in the house today, and I'm going to let him... I want to try something new. I want you to do your own intro.
Really?
I think it'd be fun. Let's see what you say.
All right. What's the crack? Celtic Warrior Seamus here from WWE on What Women Binge. Are you watching? Are you ready? Let's go. Take it away there, Mel.
I love it. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Energy
there.
Thank you.
That's all the energy you're going to get.
I didn't hear Othello, but...
Oh, Othello come at the end. That's normally an outro, you know? We're just beginning, so we don't want to go straight to the end, right?
You don't want to blow it on the first... Yeah.
We want to kind of like get it moving here.
Pace yourself.
Yeah.
Pace yourself. So, oh my gosh. So tell us, first of all, we did the Celtic Warrior workout together the other day.
Yeah.
So that's how we kind of connected, and that's why we dragged you into the studio here, because... I was on your show, you gotta be on mine, like we did.
Exactly, you know what I mean? It's great, you know what I mean? It's like, you do a favor for me, I do a favor for you, you know, it's helping each other out, it's what it's all about, right?
But it was
you
so
don't just
fun.
Take, you give. It was great. For anyone, for everybody watching here, Melissa and her husband absolutely destroyed me.
we just gave you sunburn.
Yeah.
We just gave you sunburn, that's all we did.
I had no idea the workout was gonna be outside. It was a lot of like, it was like more like an obstacle course, but it was like a lot of functional training, which is a lot of fun, because... You know, people have this notion that working out is about going to a gym and like doing bench press and and like, you know, dumbbell press and arm curls. But there's so many different ways to work out, which we saw if you haven't, you know, it'll be, I don't know, is this coming? Is this going to be?
I think it's already been on, right?
I think it's going to be on.
I think it's
stage.
Out. Yeah. Check it
out. But yeah, and also it was like, it must have been like close to 100 degrees outside in the sun.
It was hot. It was bright. And you're Irish. I'm mostly Irish or part Irish. I don't know what I am.
Well, it's definitely an Irish name, right?
I'm an, Hart, yeah.
Yeah, so what's, is your dad Irish or your mom Irish?
So my, that's a good question, dad.
Your dad's Irish?
Yeah, Schaefer and from? Hart, and there's, it's a lot of German, Ukraine, and Yugoslavian.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, your mom can't way too well to be an Irish.
No, my mom's maiden name was Vuje.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
We're pronounced Vuje in Yugoslavia, so.
Did you ever do the American thing where you go and find your roots and you get in the, you know?
I wanted to do that show. Over. What's that show where you do that? They like take you to do your, they like Oprah or someone takes you to find your roots. I forget.
I don't think it's Oprah.
I don't think it's Oprah.
Is there a show?
There's a show.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid growing up, you'd see them like, there'd be all the Americans be coming off the bus going, I'm going to see where my ancestors are from. I don't know if that's a good accent
or
not.
You do, good accent.
That was
that's
pretty
good.
Close.
I don't know.
A little Alabama, I think. Maybe.
Is that Alabama?
That
maybe South
Alabama.
Carolina. I don't know.
Can you give me a bit of Nashville?
Well, I'm not from Nashville.
She's from Alabama.
Yeah, but you've been living here long enough, right?
I mean, I guess this is as close as you get. I'm tired, so it's coming out.
A lot of y'alls, a lot of bless your heart.
Hey, how are you doing over there now? I don't know.
That's kind of Texas.
Is it?
I feel like you just went Texas there. I don't know.
It's difficult. It's
like a melting pot of accents. Anyway, you get off the bus and they'll be looking for their ancestors.
So where are you from in Ireland?
I'm from Dublin. Grew up, born and raised.
One of my best friends is from Dublin and her whole family's coming into town this week and I'm going to see all the Dubliners. Is that what you call yourselves?
Dubs. We call ourselves
Dubs.
Yeah.
I'm going to see a bunch of Dubs this weekend.
Yeah, the Dubs.
I love when you say tink.
Tink.
Say it like that.
Yeah, we don't pronounce it.
I think I'm going to show up tonight at the bar. Yeah.
There's no H's. We don't pronounce the H. Yeah. H is silent in pretty much every word that Irish people say.
I mean, I had to shoot a movie in Wales and it was like the translation, even though we're speaking the same language pretty much, was so difficult, especially on a film set. It was so difficult. But I absolutely love it. It's and you guys do roasted tomatoes for breakfast, which I'm like, yeah, we need
that
to do that.
Should
like,
be a staple everywhere.
It
and
should
mushrooms.
Be.
You know, there's a really good place. Yeah. There's a really good place here in Nashville. If anyone watching here in Nashville, it's called Flora and Fauna.
Oh yeah.
It's they do proper Irish breakfast, the Flora breakfast and the Fauna breakfast, right? I used to go to Snooze all the time, but those chain kind of breakfast places to me, like they're okay, but like the Flora Fauna place, the girl is she's Irish. And the husband's American, and they have like a Rosa Tralee kind of like coffee. They have like a lot of Irish terms, but it's like they have the proper baked beans, not the American baked beans, the Irish baked beans, the toast, the eggs, poached eggs.
Do you guys do the bangers and mash, or is that just a British?
That's thing? English. Bangers and mash is English, yeah. Sausages and rashers. And then you have black
sausages
pudding.
Sausages and rashers? Wait, what's the rashers?
Rashers is bacon. You call them bacon. And then you have black pudding and white pudding. It's like the sheep's fat, but the white pudding is just the regular one. It's like the kind of the round. It's very like it's delicate, like breakfast delicacy. And then the black pudding is the one that's dripped in blood.
Yeah, no,
it's
like black.
It's great. It tastes deadly.
Just the idea. I'm not going.
Come
near.
On, I guarantee you, if you ate it blindfolded, you'd be like, "This is the most delicious."
Just don't put
thing.
It on my plate. Yeah, most of what I can't eat is because I can't look at it.
Okay. I always joke that I need to have a series that's just Melissa, try this. Because the idea of things
we did
freaks
that once
out.
In the car. She
yes,
she was. I was driving, and she videotaped the fact that she shoved something in my mouth and was like, "Eat this." I'm like, "What is it?" I think it was a peanut M&M. I'd never had it.
She'd never had a peanut M&M.
Never.
No, I'm picky. I don't like.
You
my
don't
foods
have any
mixed.
Allergies, do you?
No,
No, she knew that already. She knew that.
Her head goes up like the side of a bleeding beach ball.
While I'm driving.
How did you wind up in Nashville?
So I was, when I came over here in 07, I went straight to Tampa. That's where the WB school was. Mm-hmm. Now, it's now in Orlando. And it was just fine. I didn't have any family over here. So when I met my wife, we started dating. She's in New Jersey City and spent a lot of time in New York. And I wasn't willing to go to New York just because, you know, it's just really hard to commute from there. And with Nashville, so we kind of came in the middle. We had spent a Christmas here in Nashville with Miro and CJ. It's like Rusev and Lana, used to wrestle for WWE. So we spent a Christmas here. And what I loved about it was it felt like Christmas. It was, you know, the weather was right. It just like, and living in Tampa and Florida for, like being from Ireland, you know, the seasons are there, even though you kind of get rain and more rain. you still have that feeling like the summer comes in, it's nice, and right. You have the seasons. So I missed the seasons in Florida. It felt like Groundhog Day. And then when we came
That's how
to.
I felt about LA.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
70 and sunny every day. And all of a sudden you look in the mirror, you're like, I aged 10 years. What happened?
It goes like that, right?
Yeah, it does.
Because there's no break. There's no break in this. Like, there's no way of breaking up the year, you know? Like, even Halloween. So when we came here for Christmas, it was like, this is amazing. So we met halfway, and Nashville seemed the perfect fit.
That's great.
Yeah.
I guess that's technically like me and my husband growing up in New York and him in Alabama. It's sort of like Nashville was as, I always say Nashville's as far south as I would go.
Right.
But I guess it's sort of, not halfway, but, you know, meeting in the middle a little bit.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's exactly what
we
did.
So wait, I want to get into wrestling, of course, but you're newly married?
Yeah, I got married on October 28th. We got married in New York on Lofton Gardens, just overlooking.
It looked amazing. Yeah. I saw photos. I wasn't invited, but whatever. We just became friends. I'll forgive you.
Kind of time machine. I go back in a minute. You know what I mean? For example, it was her idea, you know, she had this vision and it was amazing. I told her, like, we should do it. Like, because we were living in Donaldson at the time and I bought the lot beside us. We had a massive garden with a gazebo and all that stuff for the dogs, you know, for our rescue dogs. Mm-hmm. We had four rescue dogs. So I said, we could do it in the back garden. And she just looked at me like...
She wasn't having that.
She looked at me like I was insane and I should be committed.
Hey, when you're from the tri-state area, which our tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you want to, like, New York City is like ideal. It's just the ideal. I love that. I love that she got married, if she wanted to get married in New York City. Like, yes, yes. And with a view of St. Patrick's Cathedral.
St. Patrick's Cathedral, yeah.
Like,
that's amazing.
That is the dream. For like 200 years, that's been the thing.
And they filmed Spider-Man there and they filmed John Wick there.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was. Just,
it was beautiful.
That's what sold me on it.
John Wick, gotcha.
Does she do what I do? Does she call it her wedding and you go along with that? Or because I constantly am like, well, my wedding. And I'll be like, oh, sorry, art. And he's like, no, it's your wedding.
Probably a good time to plug the channel, right?
Yeah, Celtic Gear.
You guys do like visual text underneath the thing as well.
We can tag you and we'll do all the things.
We can. And we'll do Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, IG. We'll big IG.
Yeah.
But you were so kind to our sons that day. I checked a bunch of boys out of school.
Amanda got permission
in the
from
middle
like a
of
bunch
the day,
of moms to be like, you can take them for 30 minutes.
And you have never seen more excited children in the car on the way over there. Not only were they skipping school, but they were coming to meet one of their heroes.
Yeah.
And it was so cool for them.
And then Riker, your son, says, I don't know if you remember this, but
he was there
signing a card for him, like one of your cards. And he goes, I was at this. He's like, I was there when you took this picture.
Oh, yeah, so WrestleMania.
Yeah. He's been to a bunch of your
matches. Oh, yes. He and my husband are humongous.
Your kids are great. It was like, that's the part that's fun for me. It's like, listen, I'm doing it now. Doing it 16 years. I, you know, hopefully do a little bit longer. But like, there'll be a time when I'm not, you know, and there'll be a time, I think people forget there's a time when everything, every road comes to an end or every road comes to a dead end or a cul-de-sac or whatever. But, you know, you have to live in the moment a bit, but also like, I'm very appreciative of all those people who like, you know, who support me in my journey. Because without them, there's, if you don't have any, you know, without the fans, like it sounds kind of cliche, but it really is. I've been saying this for years. But the fans, there is no WWE.
Well, and everyone, it seems to me that most of the wrestlers that I've met have the greatest disposition about that, about being friendly to the fans, about being like
some of the nicest celebrities in the world, I think, are wrestlers.
100%.
And even though that may not be what you're portraying sometimes if you turn heel or whatever, you know, but like, really, I mean, backstage, some of these that I've been to, took my kids to, events I've been to, people I've run into on the street, just like nicest, the wrestlers are always the nicest crowd. I'm sure you have a few that you don't like, but we won't ask you for that.
No, it's because
I know you like Paul, we're good.
Yeah, Paul's great.
He's one of our favorites. Well, and the Young Bucks, which aren't WWE.
I don't know the Young Bucks, but
they're amazing.
I heard they're really nice guys, but like, you just have to remember that, like, you know, a lot of us were fans as well, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, would get excited when we met, like, our, you know, our heroes. I'll tell you one story. I remember I was big into soccer too, and there's a guy there, there's a new board game that was released. It was like about English soccer, Premier League soccer, which is what a lot of Irish people watch too. And then one of the players there was signing to launch it because he was on the box, right? And there was a line, it was in the Easton's, it's a big like department store. It's in the city of Dublin. And I went there after school and I waited in line for an hour to meet this guy. This guy was my hero. Like he was like, I was so excited to see him. Like, I think I was like 10 years old. I remember like getting up, like getting closer and closer, and I was just so excited. And then he didn't even look at me. He just kept his head down, did the paper thing and just passed it to me.
Oh.
And I was remembering being like, it's just so good. It's because I only want to say like, how you doing or something. And he didn't. He just did that. And then he didn't even look. He just kept his head down like that. Tough. Right. And I remember going like, I remember being good. And I remember that just stuck with me for a long time. And when I came to WWE, I was remember like, I never want to make a kid feel like that, you know? So I'll always take time no matter what. Even when they do the signings, they try and rush us along sometimes. I'm like, no, like I'll stay an extra half hour or whatever, or whatever it is, just to make sure that everybody gets a proper, because it's not about the signature. No. Anybody can get a signature.
Right?
It's an experience, right? Like you can buy a signature, especially now, right? Yeah. Back then, obviously, you know, there was no eBay and stuff, but if you wanted someone's signature, you just buy it, right? On eBay, right? But back then it was all about the experience. I didn't really care about the signature. It was like a piece of copy paper, you know? But it was more like, so it kind of stuck with me and I'm kind of glad it happened because it made me realize, you know, you can't do that. You need to, if someone's taking their time out of their day to come and see us, because it's not easy or whatever it is, or they have to convince their parents or they're coming from a different part of town, they're taking their time to come all the way to see you.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of return that, you know?
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And it's true, like when you look at your heroes, like the way I've been treated by some of my heroes, like John Travolta or Bill Murray or my friend Sean Astin, who's like, we'll spend so much time that I'm like, Sean, you gotta get through, we gotta go, come on, like lunch, let's go. And he's like at Comic-Cons, like spending a half an hour with everyone. And I'm like, you're too nice. But he's not, he's very, very sweet. I mean, he's not too nice. He's
as a mom seeing her son meet wrestlers, especially because since he could talk, if you asked him what he wanted to be when he grows up, he's still to this day, he's 10 now, says he wants to be a wrestler. So I won't be shocked when it happens one day. I won't be able to watch, but I won't be shocked. But it just means so much to me. And I know that it means a lot to him. So
I appreciate
really
cool. that. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming in. It was fun to do the warrior workout with you.
It was great. I'm still trying to get over that.
I know.
I can't wait to watch this.
Your sunburn went away.
It's kind of going down.
It's better. You're healing.
Pinkish hue still. Yeah. My nose, though, was... My wife's like, my nose is the same color as that chair over there. It's like bright red. She's like... I was like, why don't you put more sunscreen on? Well, I couldn't really because everything was just...
sliding off.
You applied twice. We were out there about 4 hours, though. But you know what I did before I went out there?
What?
I was like, oh, I need to be a little shiny on the arms. I put coconut oil on. And then I was like,
that was a terrible idea.
I was like, oh. And when you started putting on, you were like, I need sunscreen. I was like, oh, I'm going to go put some sunscreen on, too. Like, I realized...
Those of us who glow in the dark...
Oh, I thought we were going to be out there like an hour. It was a little cloudy when we started, but then the sun came out, then it went back. Then the sun came out, then the sun... Like, it was roasting, yeah.
It was so hot that the camera overheated about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, we had to stop all the camera. Yeah,
that's how hot it was.
That's true. That is right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And when we're doing those Turkish get-ups...
Yeah.
The sunscreen started rolling down my face into my eyes. So not only was I like wearing 3 layers, not only was I like struggling in the heat, can't see anything.
I've got the perfect sunscreen for you.
The Irish way.
Remind me to tell you about it when we're off the show. It won't run.
Snorkel jacket? Huh? The snorkel jacket.
Yeah, that too. But there's a sunscreen that won't run.
All right.
It's amazing.
Does it walk?
It will stay
just
on your face.
Just jogs. Well, thanks for being here. And everyone check out the Celtic Warrior workout. And,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was really fun.
This was the best.
It's great. A lot of fun. Great fun.